The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Thanks so much for joining us for yet another program, Afternoons with Mike, heard daily, right here on the Shepherd Radio Network. Sitting in Studio A today with a couple of friends, they are from my church. Full disclosure, they are members of Metro Life Church and involved in children's ministry, and that's part of what we're going to be talking about today. But we're also going to be talking about a special event that's coming to not only our church is the host for it, that's Metro Life Church in Castleberry, but they are opening this up, the church is opening this up to and through an organization called WinShape. Now, that may be a new term to you, but I bet the parent company is not a new term. That would be Chick-fil-A. So WinShape is part of the Chick-fil-A organization, and that's what we're going to learn about today and how WinShape does wonderful youth camps, vacation Bible school-like camps all across the country, and we are happy to say it's coming to Orlando. So with me today in the studio is Heather Melichamp and also Leanne Needham. And they are, again, both very involved. I would say that of all of the workers at our youth in our church, you two are probably the busiest, the most faithful. Heather is the director of our children's ministry. And Leanne, you're, I don't know what your title is, but you're there every day. And I think you serve every week.
It seems like it, yes.
I think you're there all the time. Yes. And it's an honor for me to have both of you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks. We're excited to be here.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Now, I know, Heather, you've been on my program before. We talked about that and the whole background. And I know there were a lot of different directions we went that day. On this day, we're going to really stay focused to youth, children. I know, Heather, you're also involved in youth soccer. Mm-hmm. You love that. You're just out there in the heat every day, it seems.
Yeah. It feels like it sometimes. Mission Field of Orlando. Yeah.
That's right. Well, tell us about this whole big thing. Metro has done a kind of a Vacation Bible School VBS program for many, many years. This is the first year, though, to partner with WinShape. And let's talk about that for a minute. What is WinShape? Either one of you jump in.
So I'll start off. WinShape is a day camp. So that's your difference between a VBS and camp. It's an all-day camp experience. Began back in 1985, and I'll let Leanne give you a little bit of history on that.
Yeah, so Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, started an overnight camp in 1985. And he wanted to work with young people and be able to shape them into the winners, and thus the name WinShape.
I wondered. Yes. I'd never heard that before.
Yep. Yep. And so for many years, they had an overnight camp up in Mount Berry, Georgia. And then in 2008, they wanted to bring all the fun and excitement of an overnight camp into communities around the country. And thus, WinShape Camps for Communities was born. And they started with two communities and 250 campers, and then it has grown since then. So this year, there's over 80 communities across the country, and I forget how many campers that are targeting, but it's into the thousands, tens of thousands.
Wow.
So we're excited to be one of those 80 communities that is going to host WinShape Camps here.
Now, this is a day camp. It's an all-day, not an overnight thing.
It's not overnight, so it's all the fun of an overnight camp. And the kids come, and then they'll go back home, and they'll sleep safely at home, and then they'll get up and come right back and do it all over again.
So what are the hours of this camp?
It is Monday through Thursday, 8:15 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then on Friday, it's 8:15 to 11:30. And so what we do on Friday is called Friday Family Fun Day, where they take all the fun of a day and pack it into half a day. And we invite families to come and join. And so Chick-fil-A will then provide a catered lunch.
And you can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You'll come. So families on Monday when they sign up and bring their campers in, they'll ask how many people in your family want to join. And so hopefully the families will come on Friday and see all the fun that's happening at camp, and they'll have a closing ceremony that they'll get to watch. There's a little competition between the villages that the campers are in. And then we'll also have an opportunity to share different ministries with our, while they're having their lunch, be able to partner with some other churches and have them come alongside and do some tents and outreach that way.
Now, I know that just like any other VBS, this is open to people beyond Metro. It's open to the community. And so this is a great outreach opportunity for any church like Metro to partner with WindShape. I know that my own grandson, as you would know, Alec, was part. And there's a whole thing, and maybe either of you can answer what the WindShape, kind of almost like a scholarship program or a youth program where they look for people that are willing to come in, and they provide a real opportunity like they did for Alec. And he went and spent a number of weeks last summer at working at these camps. And then I know that that gives them great training and leadership. What about that can you tell us?
Well, WindShape does hire summer staff, and they go around different communities, and they're out and about for 9 weeks, 9 weeks straight. They're away from home.
Wow.
And
that's
so
what Alec did.
That's what he did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they come for different trainings before camps begin in the summer, and they're trained. They get excited about all the skills and activities that they're going to do with these campers. They connect with the people on their team. It's a team of about 25 to 28 college-age kids. And so then they're assigned teams, and they go into different communities. They come up with a route that they'll be able to get to in those 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in on Sunday, the day before camp, they come in with all of their staff and a truck full of all the things that they need, with props and banners and lights and skill equipment. And they set it all up, and then they go nonstop, I'm telling you, nonstop, Monday through Friday, with all this high energy, fun, exciting stuff that they bring, and campers get to experience that. And it's such a thrill for everyone, volunteers, adults,
yeah,
college kids. It's just such a thrill to see all of that happening. And it's all accented with the message of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Now, you mentioned earlier, Leanne, and I want to jump over to Heather on this. Safety. Safety is something that is paramount today, and we're seeing it happen time and time again. Even if you've watched the news this last week, there are certain areas in our country right now that are just, they're going crazy. Mm. They're nuts. And it's something that every parent of a child wants, the safety of their kid. When you talk about coming and letting your kid be dropped off in the morning all the way at nighttime, this is something I know, Heather, you've worked with a lot with child safety and the whole issue there. This is something that we can say this is a safe opportunity, right?
Yes. So every Chick-fil-A staff member is vetted through the Chick-fil-A WindShape Camp program. Every volunteer that we have signed up goes through a process of getting references, having a background check, doing the child safety, having an interview with me. And they are vetted before they are given the rights and permissions to help out. They also follow standard policies and procedures about 2-to-1, you know, two adults per child or two children per adult. So no one's one-on-one. Everything's out in the open. And so they take that seriously. We take that seriously at Metro Life Church, and we follow those guidelines to prevent unfortunate things that happen our day and age.
It's really true.
Safe.
I mean, and even at Metro, apart from WindShape, you took the whole staff, mm-hmm, the whole children's ministry working staff right through that same program.
Yep. And we'll do the same thing again. And we update it yearly, make sure everybody is still on track with what we expect and what's going to happen this week of camp.
So what would be your word to a parent who's maybe thinking about jumping in? I know you have a banner out on Winter Park Drive, right outside the church gate, and it's all about the camp, and so people can come. What word would you use, or what expression of encouragement would you give someone as to why their kid should be part of WinShape this year?
So WinShape Camp gives you the full day experience, but unlike some other camps, it is faith-based. So your staffers, your volunteers are all believers, Christ-centered, with the focus of the gospel being implemented in the different games, activities, and worship things that unfold. So your child is being immersed in an environment that glorifies God, even while playing kickball, even while competing village to village, as we call the different little groups.
Mm. So this is different now. In what ways would you describe the difference between this and maybe some other VBS programs?
So unlike a smaller, short VBS option, because WinShape comes with a semi-truck, a literal semi-truck, full of activities, we are able to offer things like soccer, archery, basketball, football.
Wow. Are you kidding?
Yeah. They have cooking opportunities, dance, science. So your child, when you register them, gets to pick the skill that they are most interested in, and they get to rotate between those skills with their group of people.
Mm-hmm. How many people can come?
We are between 150 and 2 1/4 is our capacity. And so it is filling up. If that's something you guys are interested in, get plugged in fast.
All right. All right. Leanne, what's your role going to be this year?
I am going to be helping out with volunteers and then also a middle school group. So middle school, so the ages for this camp are completed kindergarten through completed fifth grade. So our middle school group is kind of aged out. And then to volunteer, you have had to have completed the 9th grade and up. So that middle school group is kind of in that in between. And so we are going to actually incorporate them into our volunteer role and then also have some small groups with them. And they'll have an opportunity to participate in some of all the excitement as far as the game, or not the games, the rec that they do. And with skills that we talked about with archery and basketball, the middle schoolers will help out with that in a volunteer role, not as a participating role.
Now, I think one thing that is really different from, let's say, the VBS program we did last year, which I loved and I thought it was great, but we did that at the evening.
Yes.
And this year it's going to be, like you said, all day long from when to when? What are the times?
8:15 is drop off daily. Pickup is 5 p.m., except for that Friday where you have a half day where you can come and enjoy the activities and the lunch with your family.
Now, I would think there are a lot of moms and dads that would really clamor at having their kids, because that gives a real summertime activity. It's not only fun for the kids, but that gives mom and dad an opportunity to get some things done, maybe around the house or working in a project or whatever, where their kids are safely being cared for, having a blast, having a great time, but they've got some freedom.
Yep, they sure do. And we will enjoy having their kids with us, because we're excited about having all the campers that want to come to be able to participate in these activities.
Well, we're going to say more about the WinShape in a moment. I want to take a few moments in this segment. Leanne, why is it? What happened? Where do you get this heart for kids the way you have? What happened?
Well, I have always loved kids, and so I wanted the best for my children, and I wanted the best for my grandchildren, and they had friends, and I wanted the best for them, and so it's fun to interact with them, to play with them, to speak truth into them, to help redirect them when they get off tangent, and so I just... I can't put a finger on it. It's just in there. I just love kids. I see a kid, I come up to him, I start talking to him. So it's just a joy to work with them. And I want to make sure that they understand that God loves them.
Now, that must come over to kids, because I know a lot of instances where young people are talked to by, let's say, an adult. And they really are not very adult oriented. They're peer maybe oriented. And yet I've seen you talk with these kids. You have a way that it just like knocks down the walls. That is something, would you think that was something God gave you, or is that something you've worked at?
Oh, it definitely came from the Lord. So he has helped me kind of develop that. But I think what he gave me is a way to see beyond what's kind of right there in front of you, to see beyond. And so I can look in a group and I can see, well, he seems a little shy. I'm going to go talk to him and invite him in. And then I go, hey, do you know so-and-so? And then I connect them. And then I just kind of help keep the conversation going or playing or whatever it might be. Because I just see something that maybe the Lord is telling me, say, hey, let's make a connection here.
Now, I know you guys are preparing for what could be. You've got kids coming in that aren't part of a community. Maybe they're not part of a local church at all. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in. And there are these walls that kids can put up just like adults can do, where they are not necessarily comfortable entering into a new group or a new set of relationships. Heather, what do you anticipate with regards to that for this year?
Yeah, so WinShape's heart is to reach those kids and those families who aren't plugged in. And so they're doing that through team building, bringing the kids in, letting them see what it feels like to be in a team who's working together, who feels loved, cared for, connected while having fun in an area that perks their interest.
That's great. And that's something that, again, they've worked at this. They train their people who are coming in. Now, how many are coming into Orlando?
We will have 25 on-staff members from WinShape.
Wow.
On top of our volunteers, which will base between 30 and 50 volunteers helping.
Wow. And those volunteers, a lot of them are from Metro?
Yes. The bulk will be from Metro. Another handful will be from some of the other churches that we connect and partner with. That is the goal on that Friday fun day, is to have all the churches that partnered with us show up and present to the families what they offer so that the families can get plugged in that following week and be cared for on this journey that God set them on in Orlando.
Now, this is both of your first experiences with WinShape, right?
Yes.
And what have you done to get ready for all of this? Because we're talking about a full day now, 5 days, full day. That's a big commitment, number one. Number two, you think about all of what you need to know to be ready, to have all of the answers that just inevitably come when this. Well, how have you guys gotten ready for that?
We've been asking a lot of questions.
I bet you have.
WinShape has a host development representative, and that's been our answer man. And so we've been asking questions, getting encouragement from them. And so it's been a learning curve trying to understand, like probably your audience is going, what is WinShape? That was us. We had to go, what is WinShape? And so we had to find out more about it. And we've had to learn, and some of it's been trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but as far as the week, this is what's exciting to us, is that they come with all the materials, the programming, the songs, the stage show, everything. They come with everything. Our role is to get ready now and to prepare and get the campers here, get the building ready, get our volunteers set. See if we could get a few extra meals to kind of bless those staffers instead of having to eat the same thing on the road all the time. So that's what we're working on, and we're in the throes of it now. We are really feet to the ground trying to get a lot of stuff done in preparation for June 3rd.
So basically, these people that are coming in, they're part this week when they're at Orlando at Metro. That's one of 9 weeks that they're going to be doing this in different communities around the country.
That's right.
So I get it. When you say that you're trying to do some things unique, it'd be awful if they had hot dogs every day of the week for 9 weeks. I mean, that would not work.
Right. No. Yeah.
So be a good thing.
A home-cooked meal somewhere.
It's got to have it in there. All right. My guest today is Heather Melchamp and also Leanne Needham. And we're talking about the big WinShape camp that's coming to Central Florida. We'll be back in a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President LaTondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732.
With me in the studio today is Leanne Needham and also Heather Melleschamp. I think I mispronounced her name earlier. Melleschamp. And Heather is the director of our young people, the children's ministry called Truth Quest, that is at Metro Life Church. And one of the main volunteers in that ministry working with Heather is Leanne. And she's there every week. We get to see her smiling face in the hallways, greeting kids. And this year, it's so different because we've not partnered with this group called WinShape before. But the first time I ever heard about it was when my grandson Alec graduated and was given kind of this distinction of being invited by WinShape to go out and be one of these workers that gave him great experience for 9 weeks out in Oklahoma and Texas and in Georgia, too, for a while. And then I know that that does something amazing to one's heart. When you're a part of an organization for that long, you make lasting friendships. It really does really affect your life and change your life. So that kind of got us looking at this organization. And now here we are getting to partner with them. So when Heather, if I ask you this question, what about this over what you've done in the past with VBS, what about this excites you the most?
So WinShape's heart is to reach the kids in our community who wouldn't have this opportunity. And so my heart and passion has always been a mission mindset. It typically has been mission fields in other countries and going and help children, the next generation, know about Jesus, know that they're loved, like Leanne mentioned earlier, knowing that there's a purpose for them. And it's beyond a worldly purpose. You know, Christ has put them in certain communities to do the good work of the gospel and to glorify him. And so WinShape's goal is to partner with multiple churches as well as multiple businesses to help send kids to camp. Kids who have a single parent home and mom's working, or a double parent home, but both parents are working. And so rather than them sitting at home on electronics, let's give them not only a camp that talks about Jesus and the gospel, but a camp that they're going to be like, hey, I want to go do this. This is my thing, Mom. We played flag football. It was the best. And so I love that they have that spin on it versus a camp that might be offered to upper class, you know, people. This is a camp where we can all partner and work together to make the mission go deep into our communities.
I like that. That sounds great. And I'm thinking about the whole thing that you were talking about, activities like archery. Now, that's something that I don't think I've ever heard of at a certainly at a camp, at a summer camp, not at a VBS. But so this is a functional summer camp / VBS combination this year. And that's really how we're looking at it.
You would not recognize our facility if you came Monday through Friday, one of those days. They transform it on Sunday after church. And that whole week, the field, every single room in the building, the auditorium is transformed for this experience for the children.
All right. And I know that the meetings will be in the main auditorium, right? So we're looking at, you said, up to a couple of hundred, maybe 225 would be the top. And that's a lot of kids. It takes the kind of volunteers that you're talking about.
Yeah, so if you've ever been at Metro Life in that building, if you come June 3rd through the 7th, you're not going to recognize it. You're going to see archery and bounce houses and flag football out on the field. You're going to see painting and crafts and rocketry out on the field, secret ops, under construction, wacky science. And there's even a food, fast food, MasterChef for our older kids. And so they'll take the auditorium and they'll transform that for the basketball, and then they'll transform it back for the big assembly when they bring all the villages in and have their village rally and their power surge and things like that. So it's a lot of changes and fun and excitement that happens in the building every hour. It's just, it's constant moving, constant changing, and excitement that the kids are going to really enjoy.
Now, one thing about VBS typically is it's usually involving music and songs that kids learn. Will that be going on this year too?
Definitely. They're going to have some great songs that they're going to sing, some worship times. But if you remember, any kind of camp always has those epic cheers. So one of them that they all learn is the honor code. It's a way to kind of reset the kids, when they kind of get off track. They'll say, "What's our honor code?" And they don't just recite it. There's a cheer for it. Have I learned it yet? No. I've read about
but
it.
You will.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. That's great. Activities. We've heard a lot about this. I'm a little interested in the rocketry. Did I hear you say that?
So rocketry is one of the skills that the campers could get.
As Are we going to be launching rockets out there?
It's those little ones that,
oh,
you,
wow,
that you do. Yes, that's what rocketry is.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Out on the field, they'll be doing that. And, you know, they'll have archery. What they get is skills twice a day. And so when they register, they pick their top seven from the choices. And then they will get four as close to those top choices as they can. They won't get, like, all of their top choices, but they'll maybe get one or two of them. And so they have eight times that they can go to skills. And so they'll go to each skill twice.
Hmm. And again, you gave the age span, but it was completed kindergarten, right?
Correct. Completed kindergarten through completed fifth grade. So that's slightly different, because a lot of camps, when your kid hits fifth grade and they're finished with fifth grade, they don't have anywhere to go. They're kind of in that gap year of, I'm not a middle schooler, but, and so this includes your completed kindergarten through completed fifth graders.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Now, volunteers can be on into high school for this, and you guys in the break were telling me that volunteers that are in high school can actually serve and be a part of the fun, help kids, but also receive some benefit in their service hours.
Yes, so different programs throughout our city offer required service hours that kids need to get, Bright Futures, different things like that. And so if they bring us their forms or they need it on letterhead, we will produce for them what they need to submit these hours towards this required volunteer hours they need towards college and scholarships.
That's really great. I mean, there's a lot of hours involved. Mm-hmm. If they're serving all day long,
yes,
times five,
yes,
that's going to be a big chunk of what they're needing.
The other thing about serving, let's say you have a student who can serve Monday, Wednesday, Friday because they're in school, or they have a job Tuesday, Thursday, we can work within that as well. So it's not an all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they got, we'll fit it around the schedule.
Now, one of the main things that any church that's putting on a program like this, whether it's with WinShape or just in a VBS, is the desire to see these kids reached with the gospel.
Yes.
And kind of working that into where it's not just a, like almost a byline or just kind of an add-on to the event. How do you see this week's WinShape camp involving the gospel message?
Well, they intertwine it in every aspect of camp, and they develop a theme based on a Bible passage, and they incorporate that into the games, into the rallies, into the songs, into the sets, the decorations. And then all of the summer staff, they've really studied and learned it. So even in the hallway, talking to a little boy or little girl, they're sharing that little phrase or that little verse or that key word that they have come up with for this summer, and it changes each summer. So it's not like, oh, for the next 20 minutes, this is the only time you're going to hear about the gospel or about Jesus. It is intertwined with all that they do, and they're always trying to pass that on to the kids and the campers. So
that's great. Yeah. Anything to add to that, Heather?
I was just going to say, you can expect everything from outrageous games to intentional conversations about Jesus. It's your camper's day will be one part fun, two scoops of friendship, all covered in faith.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah. Now, there's got to be some Chick-fil-A food. We've mentioned that there is going to be a box lunch or a packed lunch or whatever in this. How do the local Chick-fil-A people here in our community, how do they get involved?
So on Friday, they're going to partner with Windshape directly for those lunch orders. Earlier in the week, we'll put in the order. Our local Chick-fil-A in Castleberry will be help supplying those, delivering them. Monday through Thursday, campers pack their own lunches. Staff, as we said, another way to get involved is we're looking at grocery stores or businesses who want to sponsor a lunch for the Windshape staff. So these college kids can have maybe subs for lunch one day, or Panera's or something, versus peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for 9 weeks straight.
Right. Yeah, that's not necessarily good for them to be eating like that.
And the campers get a snack both in the morning and in the evening. So we've got food everywhere. So
I know that there's a great venue at Metro for these outdoor activities, as well as this stuff that goes on inside.
I'll have to share. We had the road crew from Windshape come and do an event for us. And when they pulled into the parking lot and they saw our field, the one staffer immediately texted her friend who's coming on the purple team to our location and said, "Your field is awesome."
Well, it is great. It's a soccer field, bigger than a soccer field. Yes, it's a number of soccer fields.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got just all of the beautiful tree-lined drive that's in there. And Heather, the way you always have that decorated and for all the youth, because you're also on top of all of this, you're overseeing a youth soccer league right now.
Yes, we offer a fall and spring soccer league that runs about 300-315 players from preschool through high school.
You know, I say this often, I think you're the true Energizer Bunny. I really do believe it. I think that's really the truth. Yeah. How do you juggle all this? I know you're a mom. You have a full-time job, yet you do all of this with a smile and you serve. How do you do that?
I think it's just the heart God's given me for missions, and it doesn't matter where I am, but there's always the opportunity to be intentional and on mission for Christ. And you do that by what he came to serve, not be served. So therefore, what do? We see his example and we go and we serve.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And it's kind of great, isn't it, to have a leader like that kind of just exemplifies and really gives everybody a model.
It's awesome. Yep. It's I don't mind following her one bit.
Yeah.
We have fun together.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And that's called doing life. So you're serving, doing the work, and having fun is what it's meant to be.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you mentioned in the break about a referral program that actually can help. I'd like to talk about the expenses maybe involved and what a parent might be looking at, and then opportunities for maybe having some of that defray or maybe discounted in any way through a referral program. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so Windshape Camp, it's $235 for the week, for the full week per camper. You automatically get a sibling discount, 10% off per sibling. But then on top of that, we have two opportunities that we'd like to offer. We'd like to make sure that all campers and kids who want to come are able to come. So we're asking local businesses to partner with us. Hey, we'll donate 5 scholarships. We want to get 5 campers there. Or maybe you have a larger business and you have the opportunity to market it for a tax deductible donation. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, we want to get 25 campers there. Well, can we go online, make a payment, and will you go to the local elementary school and get 25 campers for us? So that is how we're pairing with different businesses, individuals. We've had individuals in our church donate scholarships for campers. But then on top of that, we want to make sure your student, your camper, can invite their friends. So we're offering a FRIEND25 code. When you go online to register, you put in your information, it'll ask you for a code. If you refer somebody, so I'm going to sign up my child, and then say you have a grandchild that wants to go, I'm like, hey, use this code. I've already registered. You go online, register your camper, plug in FRIEND25, and you'll get $25 off yours.
Okay.
Now that there's a kickback to that, that helps. So if I refer you, and you register, your registration's complete, you've paid, I get $10 off my registration for bringing you along. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win.
Finder's fee.
It's a finder's fee.
That's what it is.
And it's just spreading the word. It's getting people.
Yep.
What we've heard is when the community knows about WinShape, it just takes off. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's not been in the community. It was here a couple years ago before COVID, did excellent. Now, not many people know about it. So we got to spread the word that Jesus is coming to meet these kids this summer where they are.
COVID changed so many things, right? I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. What is a day? We've got just enough time in this segment. What is a day at the camp like, start to finish?
Okay, so they arrive at 8:15 and they begin village training. And then they might be sleepy, so we're going to, wake them up. And so they'll do some fun jumping up and down, kind of crazy activities, kind of get the blood going. And then it's all about recreation. So then they'll be playing games as village groups and just have a lot of fun. They'll have a water break. Obviously, it'll be hot in the summer here in Florida. So, and then after that, they'll go to what we call team time. Team time is their small groups where they get to come inside and connect with those in their team. And then they will have a devotion led by their staff that's assigned to that particular team. And each team has their own summer staff assignment, and it's all week. So it's a great relationship building time. And along with the volunteer, that's also with them the entire time. After that, it's another village rally in Snack City. And then they begin, after that, they'll go into a skill, and that's throughout the campus, whether it's outside or inside, and then back in for another village rally. Remember, these villages are competing. Then we'll stop for lunch. After that, we'll have worship. Guess what? It's time for team time again, another devotion. And then they're hungry. We got to feed them. So village rally, Snack City again. And it's time for that skill number two, both outside and indoors, and then another village rally. And they close the day out with a power surge, this awesome worship time, loud music, cheers, and they just really pump them up to send them back home.
There you go. And the day ends what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Wow, it's a full day.
It is. Yeah, they're going to come home and they're going to be tired.
I think they'll be taking a nap. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah.
I think you guys will be as well.
Yes, immediately.
Oh my goodness. Heather Melleschamp and also Leanne Needham, and they are the real brains behind all of what we're doing this year and bringing in this incredible group called WinShape, and it's going to be the WinShape Camp at MetroLife Church this coming summer. What are the dates, Heather?
June 3rd through 7th.
June 3rd through the 7th. We'll be back with them in a moment. Don't go away. This is Afternoons with Mike.
Join host Mike Gilland for The Shepherd at Work every Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m. You will be introduced to a marketplace leader that will help you learn to walk out your faith wherever you live and work. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community throughout our area. That's The Shepherd at Work, this Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m.
Leanne Needham is my guest, along with Heather Melleschamp, and they are both involved. Heather is our leader of the children's ministry called Truth Quest at MetroLife Church. Leanne is there. Her family serves throughout the church in different ways. Both of these ladies are integral in the Sunday-to-Sunday thing. We were talking in the break about something, and I want to get to that. A story that happened in my own life. I remember I was probably, I want to say, fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in there. And my grandfather was very, let's say, close-minded to a lot of activities. He was fearful. I don't know all of the reasons why, but I remember my dad and my mom both worked. So we were kind of along those terms of being a latchkey child. I mean, that's kind of what we were. And my grandfather didn't like that. And he told my dad in front of me one time, he said, if he were mine, I'd make sure he stayed in that backyard and never got out. And I think a lot of parents are approaching raising their children from a place of fear like that. And, you know, they would even look at an opportunity like what you guys are giving kids this year. And they might be approaching it with fear. They might be thinking, there's too much that can go on. Instead of thinking about all the positive things that can happen to that child, that entire life-changing week, they seem to be focused on what possibly could go wrong. And I just don't believe God's called us to be that way. We are these kids that are growing up. God hasn't made a mistake in letting these kids grow up in a time like this. Mm-hmm. No. So I know that Chick-fil-A and WinShape are very adamant, as our church is as well, with giving kids an opportunity to be kids, have fun, mm-hmm. grow. And you were reading some things that you got from them. Why don't you share some of those?
Yeah, so one of my trips visiting family, I stopped at a Chick-fil-A, and right there at the doorway, there was a piece of paper that said, "For such a time as this." And it says, "Don't feel sorry for or fear for your kids, because the world they're going to grow up in is not what it used to be. Don't let fear and the enemy's lies torment your mind. God created them and called them for the exact moment in time that they're in. Their life wasn't a coincidence or an accident. God has a perfect plan that nothing can stop." So for every person in all of history, has been placed in the time that they were in.
I believe that.
Because of God's sovereign and supreme plan.
Yeah.
And so I know for me, I struggle with, my kids and my grandkids, this world, it's not what it was. And I had to face my fear, and I felt the Lord say, only I can protect them. And this isn't an accident. They were born for such a time as this that we've heard about. And so then what's my role? So our role is to continue to raise them up in Christ Jesus, because they were born for such a time as this. Our role is to teach them and to encourage them and to show them that they can make a difference in the world around them. It can be the friend that they have for 10 or 12 years that doesn't know the Lord, and they bring them to church. It can be, a neighborhood group that they continue to play with, and they want to share the gospel with them or just be positive impact to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about how God cares for us in such a ways that it says he placed the lonely in families. I mean, mm-hmm. he even orders where we physically live. Yep. God is that involved with each and every one of us. And it is easy for parents to look at all the things. All you have to do is look at social media, look at X, look at some of these reels that are going on, and you can see plenty of things that makes you think what you said, Leanne, is true, that this is not the same world I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were different things that I dealt with back then that are not happening today.
Right.
And every generation, you go back to the first century church, they dealt with things there. Right. I mean, that was the group that crucified Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they all dealt with things back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to remember that what you read on that paper is so true, that God is aware of where our kids are, mm-hmm. and his grace is sufficient to see them through.
Right.
And we parents need to breathe in a good breath of grace,
mm-hmm.
and trust the Lord.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and that's by being in a local body of church, you as parents can be encouraged to keep pressing in on that and not feel the weight of that fear. People can come alongside one another and have community and help each other in their parenting and in their friendships. So it's good to get plugged in. Like you said, it's not good to be alone.
It's not good to be alone. And these kids are going to have an opportunity. When they go to school, a lot of times these kids are involved in public schools, and mm-hmm. their parents don't think twice about dropping them off early in the morning or even taking a bus ride in or whatever. And the difference in that and this is night and day, because this is going to be a controlled environment where they are not only being watched over by people from the church, but people from WinShape, all of which are working in tandem together to keep these kids safe, to give them the time of their lives. And really, it could be something that they'll be talking about for the rest of the year. That's the goal.
That's the goal, yes. We certainly hope so.
Yeah, I agree. Now, we've talked about partnerships. There are things that you've mentioned already a few, Heather, a few ways that businesses, other community entities can kind of jump in, maybe give a scholarship, maybe donate some things that would go toward lunches for staff members, et cetera. What are some of the things that we can learn about partnerships?
So partnership has been made really super easy. There's an opportunity to go online on our website and give, metrolife.org/give. Drops down, it says WinShape Camp, and you can put your donation right in there online. You could go through either one of us, through the church. We call into the church and we can talk to you directly if there's a certain partnership you're looking for, different levels. We have levels where you can sponsor campers straight out, or you could just give a donation for a kickback for your business if it's $500 or $1,000 or more, where your business logo will be on a banner that week. So all those families come in and out, they will see your business. You helped sponsor this camp. We also have the opportunity for your logo to be on the back of all the volunteer shirts. Some of those things are a little bit more time sensitive. We do have kind of a cutoff date of May 6th, May 8th-ish that week to get those orders put in. So if you're
and that's coming up. Yeah.
That's a week from Monday. So if you're considering being a top-notch donor partner, go ahead and get with us and get that done either online through the portal or through contacting us through our website.
Wonderful.
And the more partnerships we have and scholarships we can get, the more we can offer. We can reach out to schools, counselors, and say, hey, do you have a student that you think of that we could offer camp to them so that they could come and join in this week? Someone that maybe is struggling and that just would not be able to afford it. And so when we have that as a resource, we have a way to reach more in our community, those in need.
So, yeah, as you mentioned that, Leanne, it brought to mind our soccer program is an outreach. We have a lot of foster families that go through our soccer program. And we've had foster families come up and say, hey, I really want to be able to send these kids that I'm housing right now to this camp. What do you have available? And it's a work in progress. It is the first year we've hosted camp. So we don't know all the businesses that are willing and able, but that's another way to get foster kids to camp who really would not have an opportunity otherwise.
Now, would this goal for this year be that this is the first of a recurring situation with Metro? Is that something that you've talked about?
Yeah. Our heart would be that this year is successful so that next year it can come back and reach the next set of children going through elementary years.
And that's a nice thing. I mean, it's a continually feeding need that our community has. It's not going to go away. And so long as we have young people, it's not going to go away.
That's right. And I think we'll always have young people.
And if the young people go away, we're all in trouble anyway, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It doesn't take long for that. Application, practical application at the end of this week. What would be some of your all's goals for all of the that's going to happen at the WinShape Camp?
So WinShape Camps began because they saw unchurched families grew from 39 million to 156 million. And they, WinShape, wanted to do something about it. And thus the WinShape Camps was born. So I think our heart is, we'll put on camp and June 7th, they'll go back home. We're hoping that they come back, that we can plug them into a local body, whether it's Metro Life Church or one of our other partnering churches in the area, and we can get them into a church, into a local body, where they can continue to hear the Word of God. They can continue to be discipled, have their questions answered. Maybe mom and dad say, oh, my son has changed so much. What happened? And then they start coming. That's mission. That's God's great commission.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, anything to add to that, Heather?
No, I second all of that. We're still open to partnering with some churches. We have a few that we normally partner with, and then we have a couple we've reached out to. They're like, hey, we don't offer VBS. We don't offer a camp. Can we hand out some of your postcards and flyers? And so we have packet marketing material available if anybody is interested in any of that to market to their church. We're not looking to be a Metro Life church event. This is a community outreach. This is partnering with you all to get the gospel into these kids for the week. And as Leanne said, long term.
Now, you mentioned the partnerships that Metro has. You're right. What I see happening in Castleberry, it's a really beautiful example of how churches really all over the country could and arguably should be interacting one with another. But I think of Andy Searles and Church Together. Mm-hmm. Andy's a close personal friend, mm-hmm. and I've gotten to know him so well since I moved back to Orlando 5 years ago. But to see the way their church and Metro and other Castleberry churches work together on not just this event, but other events, mm-hmm. it's really inspiring.
Yep. Yes. And it's inspiring to those on the outside when they go, I can't believe these churches are working together.
Yeah.
What's going on? We don't understand.
Yeah. There's like a little secret thing that yeah. they're thinking, I don't get it. I've never seen that work. But it's the love and it's the kingdom of God.
And that's what God wants us to do.
Yeah,
if,
I agree.
If you don't love one another, how can you love others?
Yeah. So are you guys, are you doing anything? Are you on like special vitamin programs to get yourself all pumped up and all rested up? What are you guys doing to prepare for this week?
Oh, goodness. Lots of coffee.
That might be good.
Yeah. I feel like God's just blessed us in a unique way. We're in two different seasons of life. Mm-hmm. She's got a couple of grandkids. I got one on the way. And so it is that partnership of the body of Christ working together and not being identical with each other. And so areas that she's strong in that mm-hmm. I'm weak in help keep me going and keep me encouraged and vice versa. And so just tag teaming and inviting the church. You know, this is not about Leanne and Heather.
No.
This is the body of Christ. Everyone has a part to play. How can we help encourage you to play your part? I can't tell you what that is. The Holy Spirit's got to do that work.
Right.
But are you listening, discerning? And let us cheer you on. Leanne is a great cheerleader.
Yeah.
And it just, it's exciting. God's work does not return void.
No, you know, I think it's so incredibly delightful to see two ladies like yourselves that are giving it not just on a special 1 week a year, but both of you are involved 52 weeks out of the year, week in, week out, mm-hmm. always smiling, mm-hmm. always serving, always there. I think that is, if we could bottle you two up and pass it out to every church in the country, they'd be loving it. But this is a great example. And again, give us the website, how people can learn more about Windshape Camp at Metro Life Church this coming June.
Yes. So super easy. MetroLife.org/camp. Singular camp. That will take you right to the website for Windshape with all the details, how to register your camper, how to register as a volunteer. The other website we talked about is if you want to donate, metrolife.org/donate.
Give.
Just kidding. metrolife.org/give. And you can, this is why we work well
that's
together.
Right. I see it. Yeah. Give.
/give or /camp will get you to the two major areas.
Okay. All right. Thank you both for being here. Leanne Needham, Heather Melishap. It's been great to talk with you and to learn about the Windshape Camp coming up this summer. Yes. It's going to be here before we know it.
Yes. Thanks so much for
having
us, Mike.
We really enjoyed it.
This has been a blast. And friends, thank you for joining us for another program right here on Afternoons with Mike.